Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
A panel of experts has developed a new treatment algorithm for infants diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy via newborn screening, a study reports. Such newborn screens are vital because outcomes for SMA improve dramatically if therapy begins within the first few days of life, the researchers say. The study, Spinal Muscular Atrophy Diagnosed by Newborn Screening, was published in Pediatric Neurology Briefs. SMA is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene that leads to little or no production of the SMN protein, which is essential for muscle health. The existence of a second survival motor neuron gene called SMN2, which produces an identical sequence, can partially compensate for the loss of SMN1-produced protein. However, much of the protein regularly produced by the SMN2 gene is shorter and therefore non-functional. The experts unanimously recommended that infants with SMA type 1 or type 2 receive immediate therapies to boost the levels of SMN protein within their bodies. For pre-symptomatic newborns with type 0, the panel strongly recommended immediate treatment. In cases of SMA types 3 and 4, the panel advocated for no immediate treatment and instead called for careful follow-up to assess the presentation of symptoms. Follow-up should be with a neuromuscular specialist with the goal of determining the exact number of copies of the SMN2 gene, which plays a key role in disease progression in these subtypes. According to the panel, the follow-up visits for babies with SMA types 3 and 4 should occur every 3 to 6 months until age 2, and then every 6 to 12 months thereafter. Patients should be monitored for changes in muscle strength, loss of reflexes, failure to meet milestones or motor regression, and declines in the ability to maintain posture. The panel further recommended a written checklist for caregivers of SMA patients diagnosed via newborn screening, as their treatment will differ from that of children diagnosed after disease onset. Caregivers can monitor their children for key signs listed on the checklist, which would prompt an immediate re-evaluation. Two therapies for SMA have been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration since 2016, Spinraza and Zolgensma. Both therapies work best if begun after early birth, adding urgency to newborn screening.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Let's talk options to pee. For those of us with mobility issues, one of the most difficult aspects of life can be going to the bathroom. Options to make it easier do exist. They're not for everyone and definitely should be discussed with your doctor. One option is an SPC. For those of you who don't know, SPC stands for suprapubic catheter. Until a few years ago, I had no idea. Since then, I've learned that it's an alternative to traditional catheterization and empties the bladder through a tube that's inserted through an incision in the belly. As such, it requires a minor surgery. As opposed to a traditional catheter, many find them easier and more comfortable. Another option is a metrophonoff, if I pronounced that right. With this option, a tunnel is created using the appendix. You can then urinate by using a catheter that connects to a one-way flip valve by the belly button. From my understanding, this procedure is more in-depth and takes a longer recovery. Personally, I'm not familiar with either of these options. I'm old school and simply hold it. Not the most convenient, I admit, but no one ever gave me these options when I was younger. Now I have reservations about doing it. I want to hear from you. How do you pee? Are you old school like me? Do you have an SPC? Metrophonoff? Some other option I'm not aware of? Please share your stories if you're comfortable doing so at smanewstoday.com/forums. I think it's important to talk about because had I known my options when I was younger, I probably would have been more receptive to the idea. Have a great day, everyone!
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.